If you want to significantly become better at anything at all, you have to fall in love with the process of doing that thing. So in this video, I'll be sharing with you one of the common habits of a high achiever. My name is Onyinye Opa and I am the host here. So today we are continuing the series on common habits of a high achiever. And today we are talking about focus. So focus is one of the habits a high achiever must have. You must have the ability to focus. You must have the ability to pay attention to one thing at a particular time. That's basically what focus means. Now, I know that we are in an era where people are saying you should be able to multitask, you should be able to do a lot of things at the same time. I mean, that's like the trend now. But truthfully, you can do more than one thing at a particular time. But you cannot concentrate on more than one thing at a particular time. I'll give an example. So, for instance, you have a TV playing in the background, you're watching a movie, but on the side, you're working on maybe, let's use a photographer. He's editing pictures. So, at the time the movie is playing and he is working, that's doing two things at the same time, watching the movie and editing photos. But which one has his attention more? That photo he's editing. That's an example. You cannot concentrate on more than one thing at a particular time. You can do two things, but one is going to be a background noise for the other. So that's what focus is about. That's about multitasking. So you have to be able to focus. Now, how do you focus? What are the keys to becoming focused? What are the keys to help you? Develop that habit of focus. Number one, block out every distraction when you want to do some serious work. Block out every distraction. And I mean, obviously, social media is one of those things you have to block out. Nothing bad about social media, but obviously, it's a distraction. And things like shallow work, for example, as a career person, you are exposed to getting tons of emails, some of which are important, some of which are not important. In fact, you get unsolicited emails because maybe you've mistakenly put your email, submitted your email for a newsletter or for something you bought, and then they keep sending you newsletters, emails. So those are all the catalog of emails you have in your inbox. And if you decide that, okay, today I want to go through my emails, you have to block out a time for that. And you have to give out a time for that. Because that's shallow work. That it doesn't really, it's not really productive, but it's a necessary thing to do if you have serious things that you have to check in your email. But it's shallow work anyway. So that can be a sort of distraction if you have more important things to do. So you have to block out every form of distractions when you have an important task to complete. And after you have blocked out those distractions, the second thing you have to do is focus on the process, not the event, not the goal, not the ultimate objective, but focus on the process. Now, something I got from James Clear. James Clear is the popular author of the best-selling book, which is Atomic Habits. He keeps talking about the importance of focusing on the process, not the event. Now, you say, oh, I want to become a model with this kind of body size, with a size 8 body, with a size 6 body. That's your goal. Or you're saying, oh, I want to become a fitness enthusiast. I want to become a fitness instructor. I want to become a lot of things. There, people want to become a lot of things, but they are not ready to put in the work to become those things. So while those thoughts are valid, it is important for you to know that you should focus on the process of becoming those things. For example, you want to become a writer, a badass writer, somebody who writes and then, I mean, 1, 2, 3 minutes, it's selling out. You want to become a badass writer, you have to fall in love with the process of writing every day. You want to become a world-class business person, the kind that is featured on Forbes magazine. And when they're giving out, those articles that writes or reads top 10 business moguls, you're one of them. You have to fall in love with the process of marketing, because how do your business get to the ears of others if you're not constantly publicizing your business? You want to become a model. You want to lose weight. You want to lose at least 20 pounds, 20 kg, 2 kg. You want to go from a size 14 or 16, you want to become a size 10 or 12. You have to fall in love with the process of eating healthy and exercising consistently. So for anything you want to become, if you want to significantly become better at anything, you will need to fall in love with the process of doing that thing. Number three, time your creative energy. Now, what I mean is the moment when you are at your best, the moment when your energy is at its peak. For some people, it's in the morning. When they wake up in the morning, they are full of energy, they are full of life. And that is the most important time to get rid of those very important taxes. Start with the bogus of them, the one that takes the priority leaves, the top. Start with that tax. For some people, it's in the night. They are the ninjas, something they call people who stay awake in the night, throughout the night. So their own creative energy is at night. So do those significantly important taxes at that time. So time your creative energy. That's something you have to do. And finally, develop or practice focused work, deep focused work. Now I'll explain what that means. It means that strike out, say 1 hour, void of distractions. And do that thing you have to do. Like this can work if you're an office worker, if you are working in the corporate environment, or even as a business person who have to do a work and you're getting calls, incoming calls here and there. Somebody's calling, and you have to do something very important. Now you can block out 1 hour, do that thing. After 1 hour, you can check your messages, you can stretch, you can stroll. But do not go to social media, because it has a way of reducing your energy. It has a way of making you more relaxed and more complacent at that time. That time you are mapping out for your break, like say 15 to 20 minutes, do use it to do something that will still keep you pumping, keep your energy like flowing through you so that you can go back to that work and then block out another 1 hour to continue what you need to do. The reason is because when you are able to block out 1 hour, you are able to do something really productive. I assure you, this is like coming from personal practice or personal experience, something I do too. Block out 1 hour, do practice focus with no distractions, no calls, no notifications. Put your phone on DND mode or airplane mode. Somebody said that the most productive app on your phone is the airplane mode. Put your phone on airplane mode and you can do something that is going to be beneficial to you. So practice focused work. So let's take a recap of what we talked about. Number one, I talked about blocking out distractions. It could be social media, it could be anything at all, anybody. Distractions can come in different forms. So practice blocking out distractions. Number two, I talked about focusing on the process, not the ultimate goal. Focus on the process. By the time you fall in love with the process of doing things, ultimately you are going to get to your goal. And number three, I talked about timing your creative energy. Know when what time works best for you. When are you the most productive? Is it in the morning? Is it in the afternoon? Is it in the night? When are you the most productive? Use that time to do the bulk of your tasks. Finally, practice focused work, deep focused work. Block out a time to do your work and then have a break in between and go back to that work again. Do that repeatedly and you will find out that your day was very productive. So that's it for this episode, guys. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel. Click the subscribe button and click the notification bell so that you get notified when a video drops. Thank you for watching. Bye.